This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me and get involved in the conversation. It's real simple. Just 855-REAL-JOE. Yeah, I got to dial the number. Okay, so it's a little tough because you got to actually pick up the phone and dial. Not that you don't have it in your hand most of the time. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want you involved in the games. Also, you know, there's a chat room up on the website. And I love it when you guys get together and, you know, talk there and deal with it. Because I sometimes can pull ideas or answer questions based on what you're talking about. So if you want to head over there, you have, again, you've got the live chat room on the website. You can watch live on our website. There's a dozen things you can do there. And for some of you who, you know, are stuck, want to be part of, involved with social media, we're on all those social media sites now. I don't know how much we're doing on them, but we're on all of them. So whether it's Spreely or MAGABook or Gab or any of those, we're there. Although, I think the only one, the way it looks now, the one that seems to be, and they're going to come after with guns blazing, is the Gab. Because, you know, the president's on there, and he's bringing people over. And if you don't think that they're going to do something, they're going to look at some way to stop them, then I don't think you're really paying attention. And it's something we've been talking about forever on the show. And people thought we were joking and, you know, all this other stuff. I just find it amazing. Why would you not believe when I was talking about it being an all-out war and what was going to be happening? Why would you not believe, based on what they've done and how far they went to steal the election, what would make you believe that they wouldn't go even further right now with what's going on to keep you off these social media sites? It's one of the reasons they don't want you in churches or synagogues or anything along those lines. They don't want you getting together because you might talk. You might enlighten each other. You might hold each other up, as we say. Well, nobody wants that. Nobody wants you getting strong from a religious standpoint, because then all of a sudden, guess what? You know, you're now praying and dealing with a real deity, God, and not the Democrat Party, not the Democrats, and you're not looking to them for your sufficiency, because that's really what it boils down to. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. You know, if at some point in time, I was talking about it with the general, and I don't know how much further I want to go with it, because it's pretty much, it's boring anyway. But I don't know how far we go with this. We've got one, for all intents and purposes. You can challenge me and tell me I'm wrong. I'm okay with all of that. We have got one Republican AG that is fighting this, that is fighting Biden, that is pushing back on his executive orders, right? Come on, work this through with me. We have 30, I think we have 37. You can correct me if you want to. Right? We have 37, I think, AGs across the country. I'm almost sure. So, with that being said, why don't we have at least 30 or 25 of these guys on board with pushing back on the executive orders that Joe Biden is putting out there? Do we not have the... I have to keep it clean. Do we not have the guts? Look at... Joe Biden has issued an executive order that is blatantly against the law. ICE is not to arrest. ICE is to ignore our border laws. Laws that Joe Biden was part of putting into place. Laws that Joe Biden that was 100% behind. Listen to his speeches. And all of a sudden, he's not, God only knows for what reason. I don't have an answer for you there. And don't tell me he's evolved. I'm not buying that one. You can't, never mind buying it. You can't give it to me for free. I'm done with it. You know, and maybe that's what it's going to take. Maybe it's going to take us getting mad to finally move properly, to finally do the right thing. It is uncomfortable. I have friends of mine that they don't like the fact that I'm constantly talking about fighting. Why does everyone have to be violent? Look around you. Look at what they're doing. Look at what they're doing to you. Why would you push back and fight? I'm not trying to get, again, let's not take this the wrong way. I'm not talking about getting violent. Like grab your baseball bat, your brick, your 2x4. That's not what I'm talking about, and you know it. But many of you back down simply because you don't want somebody to feel bad. You think we're supposed to get along peaceably with all men like the Bible says. It doesn't tell you to take a beating. It doesn't tell you to allow yourself to be abused. You won't find that there. And for you Christian friends of mine, Jesus told you to occupy till he returns. It doesn't tell you to hide in the closet. Hide in the, behind the couch or whatever you want to use. Tells you to occupy, be involved, take over the city councils, the school boards, and so on. That's what he told you to do. Are you willing to do it? Joe Mazzini, your host, listen to Real Side. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of
$600. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
We are back. You're listening to Real Sound on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. I want you involved. I want you engaged. I want you paying attention. You know, we go through this on a regular basis. And you know what I mean by all of that. I want you to feel like you're sitting out there alone. You really don't have much in the way to work with. Right? And we missed everything today. Well, I don't know about you guys. I did. Right? Some of the things that we missed in today's trial, I don't even want to call it a trial. Let's call it a debacle. What do you think? Right? Farce? I don't even know what to call it. The Senate voted the trial is constitutional, right? And, you know, 56 to 44. And apparently these scholars, these Senate, and I was set on my head the other day when I was reading, and I talk about it on the show, but, you know, when you start reading about senators that have been around for a while, and they didn't know that if they had pushed it back to Congress on the voting, when they were talking about the cheating, any one of the states, or number of states, that they wouldn't accept the Electoral College votes from, they could have sent it back to the Congress, and every state got a vote, a one singular vote. All right, think about that. We would have had that. We would have been able to turn it around, and it would be President Trump today. Think about that. But they didn't know. They had no clue. They didn't know what the Constitution said about it. So why do I trust them now to vote that this is a constitutional impeachment? They have no clue. The trial is slated to continue through the weekend with no days off. Right? I find this interesting because they usually don't work Sundays. This was always something that our founding fathers had in mind, and so did others. It was a day of rest, a day to clear your head, a day to get with God. And if you didn't believe in God, our founding fathers didn't beat you over the head. It was a day for you to spend alone with your family. They believed in a day of rest. The 8-page bipartisan resolution set out the rules and the timeline. They're trying to get this through quickly, my butt. Trump's defense team got 2 hours to explain why the Senate trial shouldn't go forward. The House impeachment managers, led by James Raskin of Maryland, got 2 hours to explain why the trial should go forward. Unlike previous impeachment, Leader McConnell and I are introducing a resolution together. No one can claim it's not fair, said Schumer. The trial will begin again Wednesday at noon. Right? Democrats say they pulled up video graphic of the Capitol riot. Put, you know, and again, they queued it up quickly so you could see it all. You know, I was thinking about this during the news break. And as we sit here and we listen to them, you know, talk about the riot that Trump incited, which he didn't. Talk about everything that was being done there. You know, all the damage and what have you. You immediately heard the right start call out the violence. Calling it out, denouncing it, not accepting of it. When have you heard the left do that? When have you heard the Democrats do that in Seattle, in Chicago, in Portland? When? You don't. Because it's fake outrage. No, come on. Let that say it's fake outrage, period. You're not going to tell me any different. Because if you're irritated by violence, it won't matter what side it's on or where it's taking place for that matter. Right? The Democrat video mashup of Trump's own words encouraging his supporters to fight like hell was followed by graphic images of rioters then breaking down barricades. You know, we all know what that means. All of a sudden, the Democrats have become pearl clutchers for real? Oh my God, he said fight like hell? Yeah, you do. You fight like hell in everything you do. You fight to your hearts. You fight to your heart. I fight every day. Does that mean I go burn down someplace? I smash windows? No, they do that. I don't do that. It's a term. We all use it. He didn't say burn down the place. He didn't say go create destruction. Not like Maxine Waters. He said, you get up in their face. You stop what you're doing. You get out of your car. You go let them know they're not welcome here. That was okay. And then she denied it. You know, over the last few days when she's been called out over it, she denied it. They show the graphic images of the rioters breaking barricades down, yelling profanity. That's the other thing, too. All of a sudden, they're upset that the supposed MAGA people are yelling F DC police. They weren't offended at all when the Seattle Black Lives Matter and Antifa were doing it and are doing it in New York, in Chicago, in Seattle, in Portland. This was all okay to them. This is why I say to you, it's fake outrage. They're either mentally ill or they're majorly hypocrites, one of the two. In one clip, the rioters were seen berating and beating up Capitol Police.
Yeah, sure.
As they forced their way into the Capitol. One officer died directly from his injuries, which is not true now, we come to find out. This is off of Fox News. Shame on you for allowing a lie to stay up there. The gripping 13-minute video included clips from Senator Mitch McConnell speaking on the Senate floor, calling out Trump's conspiracy theories of a widespread election fraud, in contrast to Stop the Steal chants of rioters taking hold of the Capitol. So I guess that's all it takes. So if I put on a Biden 2020 t-shirt and a Biden, you know, baseball cap, and I go start punching some old folks in the street like they do, they'll blame it on Biden, I'm sure, right? Really, seriously. Maryland Democrat noted that his daughter, Tabitha, and son-in-law, Hank, accompanied him to the Capitol on June 6th to provide emotional support for lawmakers. Raskin's family members were later trapped inside the House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer's office as pro-Trump rioters stormed the Capitol complex. Yeah, that's another lie, but that's okay. You know, and it's funny. Look, his family was trapped in the office with Steny Hoyer. But when Waters and others were telling people to accost Trump supporters and their families, like they did with Sarah Huckabee, that was okay. I'm telling you, they're hateful, hypocritical people. Be back in a minute. Don't go far.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden met Tuesday with several executives of major U.S. companies, hoping to garner corporate support for his $1.9 trillion COVID relief plan. Following the meeting, Biden said that because of the economic damage and unemployment from the pandemic, the government needs to make a big move to help in a recovery.
I think we're in a position to think big and move big and move in a direction that can be not only get the economy back on its feet, but we have to get people well before we get people on their feet. And we focus a lot of the attention on making sure that we deal with the coronavirus. Get it under control. As you know, you've been through all the detail with me on what we're doing on the coronavirus and the funding mechanisms that exist within this package.
This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and really being part of the conversation, part of the solution, as I like to say. And you are part of the solution. You should be, anyway. And again, 8-8, come on, write it down. So I have to keep saying it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Talking about the war we got going on here, for real. You know, and again, the fact that the left just won't admit, well, I guess, all right, that was stupid. I'm sorry. I apologize. They're never going to admit it anyhow. As to what took place. They'd rather do this this phony impeachment trial. And I wonder if they're really, I mean, part of this, I think, again, I'm not the smartest guy in the room, but I think it's a distraction. So we can't focus on what they're doing with the money, with Iran, with China. Look at everything they're doing. All the, well, and we're trying to keep up with it. All the executive orders that Joey B is doing. Not good. Back to, you know, what took place. We're talking today about in the impeachment debacle. I just can't call it a hearing. All around me, people were calling their wives and their husbands, their loved ones, to say goodbye. Then there was a sound I'll never forget, the sound of pounding on the door like a battering ram. It was the most haunting sound I'll ever hear. We are really here because the majority of the House of Representatives do not want to face Donald Trump as a political rival in the future. That's the real reason we're here. He let it slip. That was Castro, by the way. Right? What do you think he really meant by that? Think about it. You know, in my humble estimation and opinion, they don't want to face him anyway, because if he gets in office again, I always kind of wish he would. If he gets in office again, he's going to turn that place on this. He's not going to believe anybody anymore. He's just going to pound through stuff and do it. Right? I don't blame him. I would, too. I wouldn't trust anybody at this point in time if I was him. Too many people. Too many people turned against him. Too many people didn't let him do the right thing for the American people. Really, think about it. You know, if you get, whether he gets in or somebody else, we've got to support him. We've got to make sure the next time that one of our people, I mean, the man was willing to fight for us, not for him, for us. He was willing to go to bat for us. He was willing to go to the wall. Look at, he lost $1 billion of his worth. Right? I mean, come on. Most Congress people, most elected officials, they don't lose any money, right? They make money when they become a congressperson. Sick and scary at the same time. And we know what big hypocrites they are. Look, they've got video. Now, we've seen this over and over again. But you won't hear mainstream media do anything about it. Right, so Nancy Pelosi has what they call the metal detectors put all around the Capitol. She threatens to fine the Congress people for not, you know, adhering to the rules and the laws. This is a woman that runs around screaming on a regular basis. No one's above the law. No one's above the law. No one's above the law. Apparently she is. They got video of her bypassing the metal detectors, you know, because she is Nancy Pelosi. The hypocrisy never stops. It shines, and it never stops. And they should be calling her out. And you want to talk about somebody who's really dangerous? Maybe she should be removed from office. Maybe she should be repeached. You can't go in. You know, they issue these edicts. Nothing is for them. Governor Newsom puts all these, what do you want to call them? They're not laws. Edicts, declarations, whatever you want to call them. They're all fake. And yet, he breaks every one of them, and he's okay with it. I know, he came out and said, oh, I should have all my rules, whatever. He didn't mean it. He was sorry he got caught. That's all he was sorry about. But he's out eating. He's out with more than 6 people or 15 people at that table. At the table. Not all around the room scattered around. They were at the table. No masks. That was okay. Nancy Pelosi forced a barbershop to open or some beauty salon that was supposed to be closed. Goes in there with no mask. You guys already know these stories, but just tie them all together. Why? Because the law doesn't apply to her. Barbara Feinstein. At the airport. No mask on. Why? The law doesn't allow. She's got respiratory problems, she said. If I go to Lowe's and say that, they're going to ask me to leave. What's the discrimination there? Some of the stores say, well, if you have a respiratory problem, we're open from, 6 in the morning to 7:30. If you make it during those times, you don't have to wear a mask. Apparently, COVID's still sleeping. It's infuriating. It's just infuriating. And it's not going to stop there. They're not going to stop even close to there. Right? Everything that's going on right now, is aimed at taking Trump down to the point where he can't or won't want to run again. And I hope he sticks it in their face. But we've seen this hypocrisy everywhere. We've seen it with the Cuomo brothers. That almost sounds like a circus act, doesn't it? And right here in the middle ring, we have the Cuomo brothers. They're going to do some acrobatic feats you're not going to believe are actually able for a human being to do. Lie out of both sides of their mouth while not wearing a mask. I mean, just amazing. How many of you heard it? You probably touched on it. Remember I said they hate so much, they can't control themselves. Now you heard about the L.A. Los Angeles Times, you know, op-ed. Islam comparing Trump supporter neighbors to Hezbollah. Now, some of you have heard this, or heard about it anyway. Some of you right now are scratching your head going, huh? What? A Los Angeles Times opinion column. It's under fire for comparing supporters of the former president to Hezbollah or Nazi sympathizers. Every Jew should be upset about this. I don't care. I'm not Jewish. Got a lot of Jewish friends. Grew up and knew a lot of Jewish kids. Went to summer camp for a couple of years of my life at an all-Jewish boys camp. This woman compares her Trump supporting neighbors who plowed her driveway to Nazi sympathizers in Hezbollah and wrestles as to whether to show them any kindness since she can't give them absolution. What is she, a priest? Now, well, where do you get the term absolution? It only comes from the Bible. The Bible tells you to love your enemies. What hypocrites. Right? Megyn Kelly was writing about this. She wrote in the piece, note to Virginia Heffernan's neighbors, don't plow her yard again. The woman compared to Trump supporting neighbors who plowed her drive, cleaned it up. Isn't that nice? And it wasn't like they took a plow truck to it. It looks like they did some of it or most of it by hand. The article was titled, What Can You Do About the Trumpites Next Door? That's amazing. You know, one of the things that we were always able to say, or I was always able to say a lot about a lot of guys that I worked around or worked with, and I even said it on one of my early shows, I had a friend of mine that was a Democrat, little off between the ears, but a good guy overall. And I said, you know, we are 180 degrees apart on most issues. But if my neighbor's house was flooding or, you know, the rain was coming in through the back door, and he's a staunch Democrat, I would be there right alongside him and my other Democrat friends putting sand in a bag to keep the water from going into the guy's house. Could the other side say the same thing? According to this, no. Joe Messina, your host, this is The Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. You are listening to The Real Side.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Truth. We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Again, thank you. Honestly, thank you for being with me. Thank you for spending time with me. I know there's a bunch of other shows you can be listening to, be with, or what have you. To the caller who called in earlier, hey, there's all kinds of shows out there you can go check out. And you should. If this show isn't for you, it ain't for you. It's really that easy. If it is, God bless, stay with me. I'm sure you will learn something. And if you get mad at me for not going against Trump, for what? Really, for what? For what he said? What'd he do? Can't find where he told people to go out and hurt other people, burn down. The man loves his country enough he would never tell anybody to go do damage to the to a Capitol building or anything in the Capitol building or any part of the Capitol building for that matter. There's just no way. I wouldn't buy it. Not gonna buy it. Where was I? Okay, yeah. So, this woman She's fighting. She's having an internal struggle right now. She doesn't know what to do with herself. Trumpites, not human beings, Trumpites, saw that she was bogged in, bogged down, snowed in, and decided to go help her and shovel her driveway. Right? Totally cleared by Trump supporters. She went on to say, on some level, I realized I owed them thanks. And man, it really looks like the guy back dragged the driveway like a pro. But how much thanks, she wrote. It's a real story, by the way. This is not from The Onion. None of that. This is real. Right? She said, but my God, these neighbors are staunch partisans of blue lives. Notice, blue lives. So these neighbors love cops. They're partisans of the Republican Party. And there aren't a lot of anything other than white lives in their neighborhood. How's that their fault? Heffernan went on to then compare the act of clearing their driveway, you ready for this? To how Hezbollah also give things away for free. Gee, the federal government gives things away for free all the time. The favors Hezbollah does for people in cities like Tyre and Sidon probably don't involve snowplows, but like other mafias. Hey, what is that? Cultural appropriation? Hezbollah tends to its own. You know, that whole Shiite, sick, elderly, and hungry, she wrote. She also described an experience she had with Nazi sympathizers in France as a teenager. I mean, look at where these people go. You might end up like the upper middle class family I stayed with in France as a teenager. They did not attend a citywide celebration for the 100th birthday of Charles de Gaulle. You know, the war hero who orchestrated the liberation of his country from Nazi Germany in 1944. They did have several portraits of Philippe Pétain, a Nazi collaborator, on their wall. She wrote saying the family described the Nazis as polite. She is stretching, going out of her way to make sure the Trump supporters and Trump are compared to Nazis. What a slap in the face of the Jewish community. Seriously. While her team, Obama and Biden and others, watched tens of thousands of Christians being murdered, beheaded, and everything in the Middle East, they did nothing about it. Americans as a whole being slaughtered, they did nothing about it. But yet, and those same people doing the damage, the U.S. was funding. Figure that one out. Mark my words. That peace in the Middle East won't hold, and it won't be Trump's fault. The other question somebody asked is, we've seen 40,000 people die since Joe Biden took office. If we use the same logic they do, he's responsible for their blood. The blood is on his hands, is it not? The column set off a firestorm of negative reactions on Twitter, calling the piece so very sad. Actually, they should call her very sad. Example of how some Democrats can't cope with their neighbors having different political views. I have friends that love Biden. I know they are friends. They're whacked, but they're friends. I had a friend of mine, a staunch Democrat, that died just before Christmas. Another good friend of mine, staunch Democrat. I didn't agree with any of his choices for people he voted for. But the man's heart was in the right place. And again, when it came to helping out the neighborhood, he was right there. And I was right alongside him. Because it wasn't about Democrat or Republican. It was about taking care of people. Think about it. This woman, what insight into how these people think. The writer couldn't fathom good in people with whom she disagreed politically, which is a true statement. Come on, because you didn't agree with her from a political standpoint, then every other party was bad. That has never been what it's like or about in this country. It's really sad. She has since pulled down her tweets, but you know how Twitter is. People got copies of it too late. The Nick Searcy, he's an international film director, producer, said that your lots of neighbors hate you and want you dead no matter what a good neighbor you are. But see, the Bible tells you, you know, do good to your enemies because it's like reaping red-hot coals on their head. And I know it's a little self-serving, but I do it. It's that easy for me. These are great. And some of your responses are even better. Let me read some of these to you, because it'll be a lot of fun. Oh, the horror of it all. In a country that, with contested elections and legal protections for free speech, how does a person come to grips with the realization that the folks next door have, oh my God, different political viewpoints? The column is like, people don't realize that genuine human connection is, in fact, the best way to change hearts and minds. And this is why it's so important that the left keeps you from going to church or synagogue or getting together with your friends. You know, without going into detail, we, Tammy and I, were very involved with our local senior center. And you went there and you saw these people coming together. They didn't, you know, some of them didn't get out of the house but once a week, but they went to the senior center to do a senior thing or some kind of class or program they were taking. And you see their faces light up and they get all excited and they're moving and they're doing. And we've taken that away from them. Over COVID. We've taken it away from them. And these people are dying alone at home. They're dying because they don't have anybody around them. They're dying because what's to live for? Come on, play it out and think about it. I was with a friend of mine today at lunch. 87 years old. I couldn't believe it. I had thought he had just turned 80 or 81. He runs a very, you're going to meet him next week or the week after. I finally talked to him to come on the show. But he's cranking away. He's walking well, and I don't mean shuffle. I mean, he's walking. He's flying around the company to promote his product. And it's a very noble product. He's going to Hawaii for a three-week vacation. He's running a multi-million dollar company. When I say multi-million, I'm not talking $2 million. I'm talking $50 million. Okay? Sharp as a tack. Came from nothing. And I do mean that. Came kind of from my world. Came from New York. A lot of nasty things going on around him. And worked his way up to this. And he says the same thing. I'm healthy. I'm alive. I'm happy. I see friends. He came out to lunch with me. Yes, I know. I'm in California. Don't even ask me. I had to sit in a tent. Right? Every other table, every third table were the only ones you could sit at. Made absolutely no sense. I don't want to go because a poor service worker now, she had to wear a mask and a face shield and gloves. That's got to be so uncomfortable. Anyway, again, he wasn't shuffling. He was eating well. Look good. Look healthy. You know, look good. Because he interacts with people. He's got a purpose. A reason to get out of the house. They're taking that away from us. Don't let them. You heard General Valley. You've heard me say it. Do not let them. Joe Messina, your host. God bless, guys. Really. Listen, keep praying for me and the show. Many of you know we've got a little legal battle in front of us. You want to know more about it? Go to therealside.com/helpjoe. Realside.com/helpjoe. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Thanks for being with me. I'm back tomorrow. Hopefully you will be too.